أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث موسى إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقل هل لك إلى أن تزكى وأهديك إلى ربك فتخشى. In the previous ayats we read where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained that the non-believers of Makkah Sharif, particularly the mushriks, they just could not comprehend and understand or accept that there can be life after death. And Allah ta'ala explained all that what they used to say. And now Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reminds them directly and for all of us till the day of Qiyamah that we should take a great lesson from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and how he combated Fir'aun. Fir'aun, who went to the extent of saying, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your great Lord. Fir'aun, who went to the extent of saying that the rivers of Egypt, the Nile, etc. are flowing by his command. And this is also the system of Allah Ta'ala. When a person in wrong things claims his great authority and position, in that same thing Allah Ta'ala destroys him. Where he claimed that he is a great Lord, where he is, the rivers are flowing by his command, Allah used that same water in order to destroy him. So Allah Ta'ala reminds the people of Makkah Sharif particularly and for all of us that when Allah has got this great power of such a ruler, oppressive ruler, and also it is said that he ruled for 400 years, he ruled without a headache also. And these things all then go to the head of a person. And they think, and a person thinks that I am very great and I have achieved this, etc. So Allah Ta'ala shows that when Allah has the power to destroy him, then what is it difficult for Allah to bring a person back to life? One reason also is given that why his body was thrown out of the water again, because the people could not believe that he could die, that he could suffer any loss. The way he had a control, the iron fist control he had, that he cannot be destroyed. Allah threw him out of the water so people could see, yeah, he is a dead person. And till today, in the pyramids, the Sphinx, Allah has said that his body is preserved there. So the world can take a lesson. And tourists go there all the time. But unfortunately, like almost everything else, it is just an outward thing. All these things are for us to take ibrat and lesson. That what is the qudrat of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So Allah says, Hal ataka hadithu Musa. Kya pahunchi hai tujhko? Baat Musa ki has the most incident and the event of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam reached you. In other words, take a lesson from it. Not only that you know about it, but take a lesson. When such a oppressive ruler, such a mighty ruler, and what powers he had, to the extent, as we said, that he claimed himself to be Allah himself, the great Allah, and that the rivers are flowing by his command. So take a lesson from here, and this is a historical fact which nobody can deny. Whoever there is have to accept that this event took place and Allah displayed his great qudrat and power. إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى. And with regard to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, remember also that time, جَبْ پُکَارَ اُسْكُ اُسْكَ رَبْنِ پاک میدان میں جس کا نام طُوَى ہے. Remember that time when Allah called upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in that blessed valley, the name of which is Tuwa, that is the Mount Tur, where Allah Ta'ala called upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, spoke to him and gave him the Torah. That Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling and Allah Ta'ala had called him and Allah blessed him with this great Nabuwat, and Allah Ta'ala put the duty of now calling Fir'aun to righteousness. And this also we have to see that according to the records of Fir'aun, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a record of murder upon him. That was an incident where one of his people, the Bani Israel, had a little argument with a Coptic, a person of Fir'aun. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam just separated them, but the effect was that he died at that time, and wrongly they had put this charge of murder upon him. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used to stutter in his speech. It is said that he slept Fir'aun when he was still an infant. And then the wife of Fir'aun, she asked her, she said, the little child, they do these things, sometimes the fathers, they pull the beard, they slap the face, etc., to test him, put a piece of coal, burning coal, one side, and see what he takes also. And something else nicely which appeals to children on the other side. He took the coal and put it in his mouth immediately. And from that his stuttering had started. So a person who was like so weak outwardly, with nothing to his credit at all, and a mighty ruler, he had to go right to Fir'aun and in his court and invite him to Allah Ta'ala. But Allah is showing His great qudrat. When Allah, and also Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we know that that he killed how many millions, thousands if not millions of children, infants, because he wanted to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That was his main target. But Allah made it such that Musa alayhi salam grew up in his own palace, and made it such that for breastfeeding him, he paid the mother. Otherwise, the mother will always breastfeed her child and will not take wages for it. But yeah, Allah made it that he paid for the breastfeeding, and Allah, from the safety of the mother, Allah put him into the dangers and the storms of the water. From there, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put him into more greater danger, what we will say, from the frying pan into the fire, that Allah put him right into the palace of Fir'aun. But Fir'aun now, he was in fact protecting him. And from there again, with the blessings and with the payment of Fir'aun, Allah returned Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to his mother again. And now Musa alayhi salam, his mother was breastfeeding him, and Fir'aun was paying for it. So this is the grace. So Allah says, take a lesson of who Allah is. As it is mentioned that a person cannot know Allah, cannot fear Allah until he has the proper marifat of Allah Ta'ala. We all stood up for our fajr, the muazzin called out Allahu Akbar, we said Allahu Akbar, but the greatness of Allah very sadly hasn't still entered our hearts, perhaps the least, but who is this great being? What is his power and what is his qudrat? And how many times we hear Allahu Akbar in the adhan, in the takbir again, in our namaz, almost every time we change our position, we are saying Allahu Akbar. So how great, but that greatness of Allah, it hasn't come one bit perhaps in our heart, that we don't even think of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is calling towards this and saying, اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنِ إِنَّهُ طَغَىٰ. Ja Fir'aun ke paas, usne sar uthaya. Go to Fir'aun, he has transgressed greatly. He has broken all laws, that he has gone to the extent of calling himself Allah. And the people must worship him, that he is the one who does everything. فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى. پھر کہ تیرا جی چاہتا ہے کہ تُو سَوَرْ جَائے. And then say to him, do you desire to be purified of all this filth and dirt? A person, if he has got bodily dirt, that is also terrible. But spiritual dirt is much, much more worse. Pride, haughtiness, and thinking that I am the best amongst everyone. Do you want to be purified of that? And that was a very nice way of presenting the da'wah to him. Everyone wants to be pure and clean. Don't you want to be? I will clean you. A person who is helpless, who can't do anything for himself, and somebody offers to bathe him, changes his clothes, he will be very happy. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the Anbiya and the man of Allah, they actually are bathing the people from the spiritual dirt, which is much more worse. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam put the da'wah to him in this way. وَهَدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَىٰ. اور راہ بتلاو تجھ کو تیرے رب کی طرف پھر تجھ کو ڈر ہو. And let me show you the path to Allah, and that you recognize and know who Allah is, what is great qudrat, so that the fear of Allah can come into you. This is very, very essential, to have the fear of Allah. Today, unfortunately, we are committing sins left, right and center. center. We don't even think of it as a sin, and that is a very unfortunate condition of a person. If a person realizes he's sinning and he makes tawbah, there is great hope for that person. But when a person is, he has got pride in him, when he's looking down upon other people, he makes a joke about deen and he's still proud about it, that is very, very dangerous. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to him and invited him towards the obedience of Allah, the fear of Allah. May Allah out of his mercy bless us also an iota of that recognition of Allah and the fear of Allah.